Is it official?
It's fine.
Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the February 6th, 2023 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any item on this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located on the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss. Filling out the blue speaker card completely once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the appropriate time. Ms. Tolmie, may we have the roll call?
Vice Chair Bozeman is excused. Commissioner Cassells?
Present.
Commissioner Paul?
Present.
Commissioner Fiego is excused. Commissioner Scanlon?
Here.
Chair Lee?
Present.
Chair Lee, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Marianne. I will now open call to audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. We have two. The first one from Mr. Loomis regarding steam pump ranch preservation. Mr. Loomis, would you state your name, and if you are a town resident, for the record, you have 3 minutes, sir.
I'm Paul Loomis, resident of Oro Valley. Mr. Chairman and commissioners, I'm speaking tonight as an individual and as a person who voted and signed Ordinance 04-45 that authorized the establishment of the Oro Valley Historic Preservation Commission, and I also voted for and signed Ordinance 06-20 that added the Historic Preservation Code to the Oro Valley Town Code. The HPC was established for several reasons: to develop the town historic preservation plan, which you update annually, to develop Article 610, the Historic Preservation Code, and then to meet the requirements necessary to become a certified local government, which allows the town to nominate town sites to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places. You are the town council's citizen advisors for historic preservation, both for existing and future sites. I'm concerned that the commission is now more focused on education and entertainment than preservation. The town is intruding on in the historic core district without consulting the commission or changing the master plan. They have created a parking lot within the historic district. They have removed fencing that identified the southern boundaries of the district. They have created a field of old hay moved from the maize in the orchard area. In the financially lean years of 2010 to 2020, the town spent limited funds to improve the appearance of the ranch. 1 year they painted the buildings. Another year they planted the grass. Another year they planted the rose garden. Another year they planted an orchard. Unfortunately, the orchard and the roses died. The grass comes and goes, and the paint continues to flake. The structures continue to deteriorate. I want to urge each of you to take some time and explore the entire steam pump ranch, not as an organized tour, but as a commissioner focused on the future uses and or preservation of the ranch. Walk around the whole place. Our other historically preserved site at Honeybee Village is being maintained by Pima County for both political and resource reasons. Unfortunately, Pima County isn't there all the time. Dogs run free and the rules are not enforced. I've heard, but never investigated, that the new Vistosa Preserve has at least one petroglyph. If this is true, should the HPC be involved to preserve it? or the one that does exist up Honeybee Canyon. Both of these are town properties. You need to become cheerleaders for the town's historic sites. You are the town's appointed advocates. You need to decide if our historic sites should be entertainment centers or historic education centers. You need to establish a commission position and lobby for that position. Thank you for your attention and for all you do for the town.
Thank you, Mr. Loomis. I have another card from Ms. Sloan regarding historical marker.
Hi, I'm Devin Sloan. I am a resident and secretary of the Ore Valley Historical Society. Just wanted to, because I know you've all just been dying to know about this historical marker. We have found that when they widened Oracle Road, ADOT took it, and nobody knows where it is. It was kind of an interesting one, talking about this being a passageway where settlers were hurt, killed, wagons burned. So it wasn't a very welcoming marker. It was informational, but it wasn't nice. So it's gone. So now you all don't have to think about that anymore. But I would like you to continue to think about ADOT moving up brown signs that say Steampunk Ranch to a place where actually people can see them instead of hidden by the steam pump itself. And then this wasn't on my blue card, but I want to invite you all to Steampunk Ranch this month, where the Historical Society is celebrating Arizona's path to statehood. We know next week we will be 111 years old. Don't we look great? And just so you remember, February 19th, we are doing our fundraiser at Ore Valley Country Club, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Love to see you there. Love to see you at the ranch, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Seeing no more blue cards, I will now close call to audience. Council Member Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
Just what you'll be talking about a little while. We have a new commissioner. We really enjoyed interviewing him, and I think you're going to find he's a great addition, and he'll I think you'll all work well with him, and he'll work well with you, and get him while he's still got his energy, okay? He's raring to go. So, welcome.
Thank you, Council Member Solomon. It was brought to my attention that two motions, so the next consent agenda, the next item is the consent agenda, review and approval of the January 9th, 2023 meeting minutes. It was brought to my attention that two motions were incorrect. The motion for chair was made by Commissioner Paul and was seconded by Commissioner Pliego. The motion for vice chair was made by Commissioner Paul and seconded by myself. Do we have any additional discussion on review and approval of the January 9th, 2023 meeting minutes? I move to approve with changes the January 9th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
Michael Paul seconds.
Seconded by Commissioner Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Moving on to the regular session agenda, item number one, we are welcoming a new member to the HPC. On January 4th, 2023, Town Council approved a partial term expiring December 31st, 2024 for Commissioner Ronald Scantlin. He goes by Ray. Welcome, Commissioner Scantlin. Please introduce yourself and tell us a little about yourself and your interest in the commission.
Right. I think I talked with a few people earlier, but I was active duty military, U.S. Navy for 20 years, and then I went to work for a school system under the Department of Defense for another 10 years. I spent a lot of time overseas and saw a lot of historical sites and preservation and also part of a school system administrator. I had responsibility for helping to close a school in which we put all the things together and sent them to an overseas school historical society to preserve that too. I also helped with base closure in South Korea, where we actually tried to preserve some of the buildings and things because we turned the base back over to the South Korean government. And then part of that was trying to convince them to save a few things, which they actually did pretty well. So I got to give them that. But at least they got a part of land that was in the middle of Busan, South Korea, which was worth a lot of money to them. So yeah, it definitely was worthwhile to try to do that. But that's pretty much me. And as far as what I can bring, I think I mentioned in my interview that spent some time as a video productions educator, in which hopefully I can see how that will fit here, if at all, and maybe as part of the education process for what the commission does or the historical preservation sites and things like that. Maybe there's some way we can work it out that people could see more of that via, you know, media of some kind. I don't know if it's done yet or not. So that's kind of what I thought I would try to bring if I could. So thanks for your time and thanks for the welcome, and yeah, nice to meet all of you.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Moving on to regular session agenda item number 2, discussion regarding regular presentations for educational purposes at future Historic Preservation Commission meetings. This one has my name on it. And I thought, so this is for discussion only, not action, so we can't plan anything or set up how we do this. But I thought I'd pitch it here and see how it's received. The idea behind this was to kind of get, a subject matter expert from the town or from outside the town who knows the area, knows the historical aspects of it, or or works with the town. Anyway, get them in regularly, maybe for a 15, 20 minute, at each meeting during the regular session part to kind of teach us about the history and the, you know, the foundations for Oro Valley, the history of the area, that kind of thing. Or even people from staff. I think we had somebody, Byer is his first name, right? Vella?
Correct.
Yes. Mr. Vella coming in and talk. I got to talk to him at the general plan thing. But, to kind of enhance our understanding and appreciation for the area, kind of keep that going regularly. So it's up for discussion, so if you have any comments on that at all.
I think it's a great idea to incorporate more education, especially incorporating a little bit of what former Mayor Loomis was saying, is we need to know what needs work to be able to truly function as a commission to help the things that need help. And I think some of that is falling through the cracks for us. If we had more education, that would help us do our job just that much better.
Yeah, that's the idea about it. We hear a lot about Steam Pump Ranch and Honeybee Canyon, but, there are a lot of, and at the town council meeting? No, it was at the last, can't remember when it was, but somebody with a blue card came in and talked about historic districts. So, if we had, people coming in explaining the value or the interest from the community in various parts of the town. So I thought I'd throw that out there and then see, run up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes, kind of thing.
Sounds good to me. The more I can learn, the better I'll be able to do my job.
Okay.
And I'm also in favor, it would be interested to see what potential topics are before they're actually selected.
And so that's where, I think each month we would move to put that on a future agenda, right? The different person or speaker, how would that?
Why don't we put that on future agenda items for you guys to decide that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and so that's the action part we can't do. Yeah. So then, we'll do that.
And ultimately, if I'm the chair and members of the commission, Chair Lee was discussing with me the desire to not only have regular topics of education for yourselves as commission members, but also, while we don't necessarily get a large external audience that shows up to our meetings, these recordings do live on. They are on the web. People do listen to them. So it's an opportunity to also educate the public as well. And I think in our discussions, Chair Lee was talking about the subject matter, those items, whatever they are things that you all as commission members are the ones who are sharing with, having a desire to know what that is. So the purpose of it being on the agenda for today's meeting is to present the idea and ultimately give everybody an opportunity to think about some of the topics they would like to have somebody speak on or be to have presentations given by. So with most things, an item up for discussion, there's no action. If we choose to bring it back for a discussion and action item, then more could be done. But ultimately, this is how we get the ball rolling with brainstorming and the explanation to all of you commission members.
Thank you.
Thanks for clarifying that.
My pleasure, Chair.
And so moving on to the next one, we just move on to the next one, or do I have to, we want to... is that how
I
we...
Purple item number three.
So then moving on to regular session agenda item number three, discussion regarding the process to review the annual Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan. Again, this is a discussion item we can't act on. But it is one of those, make sure, it is an annual requirement for the HPC to look at and review the cultural heritage preservation plan. So the discussion here is, I'm bringing it up for everybody to think about until we get to the next meeting and talk about how we actually implement that plan. For instance, I can give it for instance. Or, for instance, you know, just kind of maybe taking it in chunks and, you know, having someone lead a discussion about different parts of it. But whatever we come up with, that's the idea for future discussions. So think about that between now and the next time, it comes up on the agenda. Yes.
So, Chair Lee, I also think that's a good idea support. You know, that is a future item on our agenda. And in a sense, I think it speaks to Mr. Loomis's remarks about sort of where we came from and what we're supposed to be doing. So, good idea. I support it.
Perfect. Thank you. And the next item is department update from Mr. Jankowski.
Yes, thank you, Chair Lee and Commission members. Last week we had Sites Southwest on site. They are the contracted firm that the town entered into an agreement with to assist us with the Vistoso Trails Nature Preserve project with regards to the master plan. They were on site last week giving presentations both out at Steam Pump Ranch as well as here at Town Hall. They were open to the public, and we promoted that via social media, it was in the newspaper and whatnot. We got a pretty good response from the community. People are very interested in what's going to be happening with that property. So the purposes of last week was to share and discuss some of the conceptual imagery that was put together, as well as just the initial feedback that Site Southwest has received from the community for that space. There will be a formal presentation provided by Sites Southwest on the 21st of this month at the Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting. So if anybody would be interested in attending that, there is the possibility there. It's also similar to our meetings. They are recorded and posted online. So the opportunity to get that information there. They will also be presenting at a future town council meeting as well. I don't know the date for sure as to which that one will be, but they'll be giving a formal presentation on the 21st. We have had our Oro Valley Aquatic Center closed since the start of December, and we are rapidly approaching reopening. Today is the 6th. We will be reopening on Monday, the 13th. Part of the reason for the closure was for not only general upkeep, but also some expansion and replacement of the pool filtration system out there at the Oro Valley Aquatic Center. So we've got brand new filters. Our recreation pool has got a new heater. We've got new plumbing to go with all of that. We also have some competition upgrades to the diving boards, as well as the dive blocks that are used as a part of competitions. And the facility's undergone a very, very deep cleaning. So when we reopen next Monday, we will be ready to go for the public. The pool is currently being open, or is being filled right now.
Deputy Director, if I may express the sincere thanks of past Chair Beal for getting the pool back open. So he's very happy about that.
Good deal. I'm glad to hear that. I know we were originally shooting for a January 27th reopening date. Had some issues with getting supplies on site, so we had a little bit of a delay there. But we're going to be back on track. The entire the entire facility will be reopened on what looks like the 17th. The opening for the Olympic pool will be open on the 13th. Also, we hit a new milestone over at the Community and Recreation Center. And we now have the most members we have ever had at that facility. We have eclipsed the 2,700 member mark. So we've never had that many members there. And that information was as of last Thursday. So we may have even more than that at this point in time. But that's really exciting. That's something that we're happy to be able to share. We've seen an influx in members as we have attempted to get Renew active, and we'll be very soon allowing Silver Sneakers at the facility. So these are senior-related programs that allow for free memberships, essentially. They provide, if you qualify through either Silver Sneakers here shortly or Renew active currently, which is run through United Healthcare, they will pay for a free classic membership at our Community and Recreation Center. So we've seen an increase in membership as associated with that. We expect to get some more people come in once we have Silver Sneakers fully up and operational as well. But those are all very good numbers. Those are very strong numbers, and we're happy to report that.
You got to pay for those new courts.
They are used. Let me tell you, those tennis and pickleball courts are busy nonstop. And lastly, we have our Move Across Two Ranges event scheduled for the 25th of February. That is, if you're unfamiliar with that, that is a day of hiking between the town of Oro Valley and Marana. It's Move, M-O-V-E, Marana Oro Valley Experience is where that comes from. So depending on where you start, you may start in Marana, you may start in Oro Valley. Everybody pretty much ends up in Catalina State Park, where there's a party in the afternoon. Depending on which hike you started off at, you could be hiking over 20 miles, you could be hiking closer to 3 miles. So it just depends on what you do there. But that is a really fun event. That's that event, as well as one of our runs or something that we partner with the town of Marana on. So attendance for that, we have about spaces for, I think, 300 participants who actually take place in it, but family and friends know about the gathering afterwards. So we get a good number of people to turn out, and you know, as long as the weather holds out, it's always a great day. It's a lot of fun. So that'll be held on the 25th. We do have a few spaces available if you are interested. If you're not interested in participating as a part of that, we do have volunteer opportunities available as well if any of you or the public are interested. So that concludes my report for this month. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, sir. The next item is future agenda items. The commission may bring forth general topics for any future meeting agenda. Commission may not discuss, deliberate, or take any action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38-431.02H. Do we have any items to add to a future agenda? And I have a couple. I'd like to bring back for discussion and possible action presentations for educational purposes at future HPC meetings. I'd like to bring that back for discussion and possible action at the next meeting. And then I move to do that, right? So I move that we do that.
So you'll need a second.
Michael Paul seconds.
And then I move to bring back for discussion and possible action discussion regarding the process to review the annual Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan. Do I have a second?
I'll second. I would like to move for discussion and possible action getting a plan for our commission and kind of taking a snapshot as to which areas need more TLC and more work so that we can actually discuss and recommend based on that one and really kind of get to the core of what this commission is for, is finding out what we need to work on for preservation items. I don't know if we have anything consolidated at this point to say, hey, these are the sites that need the most love, and we can triage it in that respect, kind of tying with Commissioner Lee's recommendation for education, but having some sort of list and presentation as far as what are we looking at, what's the problem?
So, never mind, can't discuss, right?
No.
I'll second that.
I need something more different.
Discussion for generating a list for action items regarding preservation needs.
Do you want discussion and action? Possible.
I do, because I want to be able to, yes, discussion and action. Thank you.
Possible.
Possible action.
Discussion, possible action.
Do you get a plan to
generate a list?
A list of action items for preservation needs?
Yes. Sorry, poorly worded, but
that's okay.
Well, we
can, it's the jambalaya.
It's close enough.
Requests.
And you seconded that?
I did. We're on the scale.
Oh, she's catching up.
She's so, a question for the chair and council, and I guess Matt. To what extent can that discussion be a study discussion instead of...
like a study session?
An action, you know, an action item for the agenda, or can that be determined at that time?
It can be determined at that time, what you want to do in the future.
Okay.
I think the action part would be coming up with how to go about that, or what the list would, or priority list would look like, or something, and then we would...
Well, yeah, I mean, this is discussion for the next time, but actually, Commissioner, you mentioned plan, and you need a plan before you can come up with action items. That's part of the discussion
that's
next
part
time.
Of the discussion.
Okay.
And we now have a new member, so it's just a suggestion. You might want time for the open meeting law, again, given to this group. So, of course, I can't put anything on the agenda, but you might want that done.
Okay. Yeah, I move we put on a future agenda item discussion and possible.
How about training?
Just go ahead and put the training on?
Just put okay. Training on open meeting law.
That's... So that action's okay, just putting the planning on there?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah, good. Training is fine. I can do that.
Okay.
I'll second.
I third.
Can we fourth this thing?
I just thought it might be time.
Sure.
I'd like to put forth a motion for discussion and possible action regarding ADOT and the signs. The ranch signs that we need up there. Something has to be done about them. Just have a plan also for that.
Yes.
So there, the sign. excuse me. Julie, Commissioner Cassas. Paperwork has been submitted through ADOT to get the sign moved. We're waiting for a response from ADOT.
So we don't have to do anything at this point.
The commission does not have a need right now to act in any way, shape, or form. It's a paperwork
perfect.
Thing and has been submitted to ADOT, so now we're at the mercy of whenever ADOT decides to get around to it to
if they don't,
let
they
us know. Anything. Yeah, if we need letters of support or something to go along with that, we may need, but as it sits right now, it was a two-page form that was submitted to move a sign that's currently far enough into the ranch that you can't see from Oracle Road. So it would be to move that sign so that you could see it from Oracle.
Perfect. So no need for that one.
Strike that from the record.
I commit to providing updates to that one whenever I receive them.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Do we have any other, or do we have, any other future agenda items? Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:29 p.m. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Commissioner Casaus. Any opposed? No, I'm sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed?
All right. Thank you.
Oh.